John S. Doyle now with a first look at what it says in this morning's newspapers.
Combined prison terms of 66 years handed down to five men convicted in the Midlands gang rape trial have been welcomed as a strong message to perpetrators of sexual crime, so the Irish Times reports in its lead story. It's the lead also for the Irish Examiner, whose headline quotes the judge in the case, Ms. Justice Tara Burns, who said the depravity of the men's behaviour in Tullamore on St. Stephen's Night 2016 was shocking. She said they behaved with not a shred of humanity or respect. The Times gives a whole page to a detailed report on the case by Peter Murta. The woman who was raped was 17 at the time, and in her victim impact statement last Monday, she said, addressing her attackers, "The part that really gets me is that four of you have shown absolutely no remorse for what you have done." The Irish Independent leads with a report that the Dublin airport controversy has sparked an unprecedented row between senior politicians and management in the civil service and semi-state agencies. The paper says that a raft of recent controversies has infuriated coalition politicians who feel they are shouldering the blame for errors they have no control over. The Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Daily Star in their lead stories report that the singer Shane McGowan is overjoyed at his pal Johnny Depp's $15 million win in his defamation action against Amber Heard. The Mirror reports that the singer, in a joint post with his wife Victoria Mary Clark, said, "We have been praying for this for years." There is much about bloom in the papers. The Garden Festival opened in the Phoenix Park yesterday, and among those present was the President Michael D. Higgins, who, the Times reports, made an impassioned speech in which he reflected on how the pandemic had led to a new appreciation of the natural environment. The Examiner has a fine, watery photograph of Neil Deacon in his Archimedes-inspired stone bath in the garden for which he won a gold medal at the festival. That picture's by Gareth Cheney. Another gold medal winner, as Nicola Anderson reports in The Independent, was the Pathways to Home garden for the Peter McVerry Trust. The Belfast Telegraph marks the 70 years in office of the UK's head of state, Queen Elizabeth, with a huge front-page photograph of her and her family on the balcony of Buckingham Palace yesterday. Five pages of coverage inside and what it calls a superb 12-page platinum jubilee supplement. There's no Queen on the Irish News front page. That paper leads with a report that a senior Tory MP has called on the British government to rejoin the EU single market in an effort to ease the cost of living crisis. He is Tobias Elwood, who said the move would bolster the economy and resolve the Northern Ireland Protocol at a stroke.